Topic today is the soft matzo. Topic today is soft matzo. And the challenge is, at what point is how soft can your matzo be and still be kosher the Pesach? Now, I'm not going to get involved in the temonim and their really soft matzos, but from what we're discussing, you'll be able to shelter to that as well. And nothing any chiddushim over here. I'm just learning through the sugya to explain to you. We'll see from the sugya that we'll be feel more, confident that we have an understanding of what the sugya is. Okay, so this main source for the halachas of the level of baking that is considered baked in halacha. That's not, now that the matzah is no longer a problem of chametz, etc. Is actually Gemara Menachos. Okay, so it's dealing with the carbon taita. The Mishnah dealing with the carbon tzedek. The halacha is that the carbon tzedek, together with the carbon itself, there is also lachamim which come with them. The kedushas lachamim comes b'shash yushech the animal, b'shash yushech the carbon. The kedusha of kedushas carbon takes effect on the bread which is brought with it as well. If it's still dough, the kedusha will not take effect. So at the moment of shechita, the breads which come with the korban have not been baked properly, so then the bread is not considered kaddish, and you have not brought a proper korban torah. You don't have your breads with you. Okay, so Mishnah says, "Achilah karmu." It's going back on the first word of Mishnah. Shechet is a torah. Okay, so the first case was a person shechet the korban torah, which is in the Azorah, and the lechem is outside of Yerushalayim. Look, kiddush lechem. Shechet achilah karmu. If you shechted it before karma panel batanu, the bread has baked till the point that it developed a crust. If it has not developed a crust yet, even if of the many breads which are brought, there's 40 lachamim which are brought, 30 of them which are matzah, and 10 which are chametz. If any one of the 40 have not, one of them has not got to the point where it developed a crust, the lach is lekiddush alechem. The lechem is not kaddish. Okay, so the more on this go down, it's blocked off. So the more shaltach shalach karma penebatan mano ani mili. So where do we get that this is the halacha that the shear for baking that there's a shear for the baking that you have to shecht it and it can't be dough anymore, it has to be bread. And how do we know that? Where do we get the shear from? The Tanur Rabbanan, Achalis Lechem Chometz, Yakriv Karbanoi, Al Zevach. So the Pasuk says that you're makriv the korban on the lechem. What does it mean? What does it mean? It doesn't mean on it. It means you shecht it with, that something should take effect on the lechem. Malamid, Shein Alechem, Kodesh Elim, Ked Karma Perebetaner. So it has to be lechem. And Chazal tell us that the shear of what's defined as lechem is the shear is karma panabatan, or that's reached the point that it's developed a crust. Yaakov Karmanoel al Zevach, Malam Shein Lechem Kaddish Ella Beshchitas Hazevach. Zevach Tadas, Malam Shein Shatash al Lishwan, like Kiddish Alechem, and that's, we're not going to get involved in that. Tanur Rabbanan, okay. Yoitzin Bimatza Noah. So that a person can be yotze. This is referring to the night of the Seder. A person can eat matzah. The matzah can be matzah noah. Noah is usually translated as not fully cooked, right? The karm pesach al terchlum emenu noah. It shouldn't be. It has to be. It can't be raw. So by matzah you're yotze when it's raw. Uba matzah suya beilfis, or a matzah which is baked. Instead of being baked the regular way you bake it, it was baked in a pancake. It was a pan bread. You baked it in the pan. Okay, that's not relevant for our conversation. So Morris says, my matzah noah, how in the world can you tell me that your yotzeh was matzah noah? If it's noah, it's not lechem. If it's dough is not lechem, dough is dough. You're not yotzeh with that. So what do you mean when you say your yotzeh was matzah noah? So it means, obviously it has to mean at a point that it's baked. But it's baked not to the point that it's considered fully cooked. So we recall that, and that in some sense is not fully baked. But it's baked enough that now you're yotze. Now the discussion about Gemara here is not a chometz shaila. Right now we're dealing with the shaila lachos. You have to be yotze with lechem oini. What is lechem? What defines something as lechem? What point does it leave its status of botzek, which is dough, and become lechem? That's the shaila over here. We're not discussing the chometz issue. Okay? So...
Can the stopping of chametz come before it becomes...
Okay, so we will get to that. But right, I just want to point out, but right, that's not the topic here yet. We'll get to that. Okay? So but you can't tell me that Yerzeh was matzah noah. If it's not considered lechem, it's not lechem orni. How can you be yotzei your mitzvah of eating lechem orni if it's not lechem? So Amar Bihuda Mishmul, what's considered baked enough that it's no longer considered botzek, now it's lechem, even though it's not, we would not call that fully baked. So we could refer to it as noah. In that sense, it's not fully baked. What is that? So kol shaporsov ein chutin nimshachem amenu. When you break the bread, you break it. So if it's dough, it'll be stringy. The you'll see strings of dough pulling to the sides. If it's baked enough that when you break it, that won't happen. Even though it's not fully baked, right? People are not considered this fully baked, but it's not going to be stringy. That when you pull it apart, you're not going to see stringy parts of dough pulling to one side. That's no longer considered dough. That's considered lechem, and your yotze the mitzvah of eating lechem oini. Okay. Now, Omer Rava v'chein linyan lachmi toida, the same way that this is true by matzah, this is also true by lachmi toida. Now, the Mishnah gave us the shear of karma panel. The Mishnah gave us the shear that was considered the point to be baked, that's not considered dough, it's considered lechem, is when it has a crust. That's the shear that the Mishnah gave us. Comes Rava, and Rava says, I have a different shear. If the whatever you're baking, if it's baked to the point that if you break it at this point in time, it would not be stringy, would not be have chutin limshachem amenu. That's baked enough. That's considered lechem, because I said by pesach that's called lechem oini. So by lachmat it's called lechem. So by shech the korban toira, at that point when it's reached that stage, it's lechem already, and the kedusha which is supposed to take effect on the lechem due to the shechita will take effect because it's lechem already. It's fine. More says pshita. Hachom lechem ksiv. Hachom lechem ksiv. What's the chiddush? Obviously, this is defined by lechem. This is defined by lechem. So what's the havamina? Some more answers like this. Marutema. It says by lachmei toido. It adds a word and it says the word echod. Mikrimen echod mikol karbon shumol Hashem. So they have to be. Each one has to be a whole lechem. You can't take it, the lachas, you cannot take, and this is referring to the lacha that we would give to the kayin. There's four different types of lechem, and the kayin would get one out of each set of lechem. They make multiple loaves, the kayin would get one loaf. And the more makes a zereshava, that we learn that it's 10 loaves of each, and the kayin gets one. But it says, the pasuk says, echad, it should be one. You can't break off a piece of a bread and give it to the kohen. You have to give him a whole lechem. You have to give him a whole lechem. By matzah, it says lechem oini. You know that which we were makor or sholem is not a din mitzvah the mitzvah matzah. Mitzvah the mitzvah matzah. There's no requirement of sholem. There is a din of lechem. You know lechem mishnah requires sholem, right? But mitzvah matzah is not part of lechem mishnah be'etzem. You can mekayim according to Rashi Shita, you're mekayim mitzvah matzah with eating the afikayman. There's no halacha you have to use a sholem to eat afikayman because you're to the mitzvah matzah according to Rashi. There's no requirement of sholem by lechem oini, but by lachmei toira there's a requirement of sholem. It has to be a full lechem. Okay.
For lechem oini, you need
the dafka prusa,
no?
It could be what korban pasul you dafka prusa. But over here it says echad. V'ha k'man de prisa damya. I would argue that this bread, this loaf of bread that I made, which is a full loaf of bread, that sit is only baked to this stage. It's enough of a stage to have a din of lechem. But you cannot be mekayim a din of echad because it's porous. It's like it's porous. K'mash malon. That's not true. So what Rashi says? What's the havamina? The Rashi is Maskel V'ha. It's bracketed off in the Rashi's. V'ha, the second bracket in the Rashi's. She'ein afuya kol tzarcha. It's not fully baked. Alva gavdein chutim nimshachem mimenu. Even though it's not stringy, and that's not going to be a problem, so lechem it is. But I would argue, kaprisa damya, it has a din like it's broken. Why would I say that? The fish in Yifrechas, kishim atalta noisot. the nature of this level of baking is if you move it, it'll fall apart. So mitzad the act of shechting the korban Torah, I shechted the korban Torah, this is lechem already, it's kodesh. I might have thought that's not enough, because if I take it off the oven right now, it'll fall apart. It's so soft that it's going to fall apart. I'm holding it, the whole thing will flop out of my hands. And they have this big thing. They're quite large, right? The chametz were quite large. The chametz ones were in Isor, and each Isor is a shirchal, right? So you have 5 pounds of flour. That was one loaf of the chametz. The matzahs were a third of that. So each one was only one and 2/3 pounds of flour, and that was the matzah. You take it out of the oven, and it's like nice, you know, it's baked to this stage. You take it out, and it's soft to the point that you're going to hold this, the whole thing will fall off. That's how soft it is. So I would think that that's not called lechem for the purpose of lachmi tod. Kamash went like this. You're right. I'm not going to be able to use this practically. I'm going to have to leave it in the oven further till it bakes further, because otherwise it's going to fall apart in my hands. That's not a good idea. I need it. It should be a sholem. But regards to the halacha, that when you shech the korban Torah, that the chalois of the shechita has to be on lechem, it's called lechem already much earlier. As soon as it reaches the stage, I mean, l'chutinim shachem. And therefore the shechita is valid, and therefore the Kedusha's lechem is chal in it. Kedusha's lechem is chal in it. And you'll obviously bake it longer because you don't want it to fall apart in your hands and not be able to make the loch so that it has to be shalit. But so here we have clear that the stage which the Chazal are calling lechem is a stage which is quite soft to the point that when you're metabolic, it's going to fall apart in your hands. That's very clear that that's called lechem. So we reach the stage of lechem, and that the definition of lechem is something which is can be quite soft. As long as it's not chutinim shochem, it's called lechem. Now, the Mishnah gives the name to that. The Mishnah calls that karma panah. The Mishnah says that it's developed a crust. So the shear which and the Rava comes along and says chutinim shochem. Says Rava adding a new shear. Is Rava saying that this is the same shear? Is Rava qualifying the shear of the Mishnah? That's not clear from us in the Gemara. We'll see as we go along. Okay, so we have clear the regards to getting the stage of considering lechem. For this stage is considered lechem, even though it's soft. Good.
Wait, are those two shear soft instead of it's going to be soft? Is it
going to
be sagging, or is it
going to
be like very brittle?
Pasha's
going to
be sagging.
Those two shear are different. The chutin and shafos and the.
I didn't say they're different. I said we don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. Okay, now. Let's go back. Of course, I put the pages in not the right order. Nefesh means it falls apart. Okay. So, in the order of the page, Nun Zainam Al is put in after Nun Zainam Beis. So let's look at Nun Zainam Al first. Just the main point of the Tosfos Nun Zainam Beis, but you understand it by seeing Nazanim and Al first. So the Torah says there's an Isser that you cannot take any Korban Mincha. I'm not talking about Lachmi Torah anymore. I'm talking about any Korban Mincha. There's an Isser to bake it Chametz. Isser to let it become Chametz. You cannot take any of the Menachas and bring it in a situation of Chametz. So the more before it wants to know, it says the Lashon of the Pasuk is Kol HaMincha Asher Takrivu L'Hashem Lo Sesa Chametz. So what's the word kol ha-mincha? What's the call coming to me, Marvin? And then so the Mora says, okay, and then it says, Asher Takrivu L'Hashem. So the Mora made a drush of what you learned from the word call beforehand. So it has to be kshera, b'le psula. If the mincha is psula and you're machmas, you're not over the yisr. So that's what they're talking about beforehand. Now it says, what is it? Obviously, the mincha is the mincha which you're makir l'Hashem. So the mincha, it's written in the Parsha of Menachos. It's written in the Parsha of Vayikra. In the Parsha of Menachos, Torah talks about the Menachos. It says, don't bake them chametz. So what are we talking about? You're talking about the mincha which are karbanos. Asher takir l'Hashem. Obviously, we're talking about the karbanos. What is Asher takir l'Hashem adding? So we boil the chidatanya. What do you need that extra part of the pasuk? Shatagribu l'Hashem. L'chidatanya. Shatagribu l'Rabbis minchas d'sochim l'chimus. So Rabbi Yosef Glivi says that here the parsha, Torah writes the parsha of Israel being letting him become chametz, and the parsha of Minchas Nadava. Person wants to bring a Nadava as a mincha. There's another parsha of mincha, which is that whenever you bring a which is not written in parshas, it's written in parsha shlach. The person brings a korban together with a korban shlomim and a korban oila. He brings a minchas nesachim. He brings a mincha as well. So how do we know there's an issur being machmitz over there? Eshater kibul Hashem. Dear Rabbi Segluli, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says no. That's not what it's coming for. It's megmarbe l'rabas lechem aponim l'chimutz. Okay, it says, come the marba lechem upon him, lechem upon him. There's an issur of chimutz. Lechem upon him has to be baked as matzah, can't be baked as chametz. And the more continues, says, Michal Nesachim, May Paris say, this was the shiur about May Paris we had already. May Paris say, Machmitzim. So, because the pasuk says you mix it with oil. So that's May Paris, so my shlokash. Omer ha'yor b'yosek, Lili Michal Nesachim, Gabla b'mayim. Okay. Furthermore, kash lechem aponim midas yavishi. So lechem aponim, when you put it in. So at what point does it get a kedushas korban? So normally an animal gets a kedushas korban when you shecht it, and all of the psulim of korban of tuma and all those different things take effect. You'd say all take effect from the moment of shechita onwards. The kedushas korban is put in the animal. So there are three levels of kedusha. There's kedushas, but you have what's called kedushas bet hakabayis. A person donates a table to the bet hakabayis. They don't use the table. They sell the table, use the money. It's called kedushas bet hakabayis. Kedushas dam. Then you have kedushas aguf. You have an animal which is roy to be a korban. You makdish the animal. The animal gets kedushas aguf. There's an issur me'ila, etc. It's still not possible. You'd say it doesn't have denituma. No, when does that take place? That takes place at the moment of shechita. You shecht it, the same korban, and with all the halachas, it gets kedushas korban.
Isn't it as soon as you dedicate it?
What?
As soon as you dedicate it,
it gets kedushas aguf. That's what I'm saying. There's a madrega beyond kedushas aguf, which is called kedushas korban. Okay, you take a mincha, you designate the flour, etc. So at what point does it get the Kedushas Korban that it becomes possible, becomes Tameh, Yotze, etc., all these didn't apply to it? That applies when you put it in the Klisharis. Klisharis are put the Kedusha on it. However, there might be a difference in halacha between a Klisharis which holds a liquid and a Klisharis which holds a solid. It holds a liquid, by definition, you must have it. It's very hard to hold a liquid without the Kli. The Kli is necessary. So therefore, because that's so, it puts a kedusha on it. We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Kiva holds, but midas yavesh, it doesn't put kedusha. So, at what point did the lechem aponim get a kedusha's korban? They should have an iser that you're ever being machmitz. It's not kedusha's korban. What point does it get it? Right. So, from the markash, lechem aponim chimutz. Lechem aponim midas yaveshi. The midas yavesh don't have a kedusha, that they're going to put a kedusha on the ingredients of the lechem aparim. The lechem aparim should have an din of a korban, that therefore there's an issur of being machmitz the korban. It's not a korban. At what point in time is it a korban? Okay. So the Mora says it's a good kasha, and you have to switch around from a kiva to a rizakul. Okay. Comes along, Tosis. Second choices. She didn't let Rabbi Kiva Amar Midas Yavesh Lo Niskach. The Kamon Perek Shtei Midas. That's the Gemara later on. First choice is a kasha. So what's the Mora's kasha? So what's the moment when it gets the din of a kedushas korban that you can discuss that there's an issur being machmitz because the Torah's issur is a shetakrivu l'Hashem. Where is a lechem parim a korban l'Hashem? Doesn't it ever get kedushas korban? You're being marked from the word shetakrivu l'Hashem. What part are you marked with l'Hashem? You put it on the lechem and it's eaten by the whole thing's eaten by the kahanim. Nothing goes on the bezichim go on the mizbeach, but the korban lechem doesn't go on the mizbeach, so it's not kedushas korban. So how could I have a iser of chimutz?
It doesn't have a kmitza.
There's no kmitza by lechem upon it. The bezichim to get on the lechem upon it, there's 12 loaves they put on the shulchan. There's also two small containers of levoina of incense. Those go on the mizbeach, but everything's ksum by the kahanim. So what way is it a korban? Well, it's a korban because it gets kedushas korban because you put it into a klisharis. Well, according to Bekiva, you don't, because klisharis that of a minas yavish is not that doesn't create kedusha. So this is, I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? there's a, we'll see later on the more, or we're not going to see later on, but the more later on discusses the idea that the tanner, when you bake the menachas in, also has a din of a klisharis and also can be given kedusha. Well, you bake the lechem upon him in the tanner. So what's the problem? Moore says the problem is what you put the ingredients in. Good, forget about the ingredients. So what you mix it in, forget about what you mix it in. But you bake it in the tanner, and tanner mekadshim. The tanner mekadish. The hanu mishikar, right? So tanner is mekadish. So what point is tanner mekadish? The hanu mishikar mepunat. Tosis says the base of the sugya around that the moment that the tanner is mekadish is it puts a kedusha on it is when the tanner affects it, which is called karma punat. Ah, Gewaldig. Remember, so when you put it into the tanner, the lechem apanim into the tanner, and it's baked to the point of karma panel, it has kedushas korban on it. Okay, but v'dayin yachal level. So now, what are we trying to accomplish? To create a level of kedushas korban which has an iser of kimutz, right? So Tosfos says v'dayin yachal level the kimutz, right? So lechara it gets to the point of karma panel. And now it's now it has kedushas korban, and the Torah is saying, but don't make sure it doesn't become chometz now, and that's where the issue is. So why did the Mora say that? From this kashab, we're forced to say the mishkar karma panel sulo also ledei chimutz. That once it reaches the stage of karma panel, it cannot become chometz. So Tosfos says like this: before karma panel doesn't have kedushas korban, mishkar karma panel it has kedushas korban. But it can't become chametz anyway. So where is the Torah saying this? Be careful! Don't let it become chametz. It doesn't apply. Beforehand, it's not lechem upon him yet. It doesn't have kedushas korban yet. And afterwards, chimutz is practically it's not shayach. It's impossible. So therefore, there's never a moment where the Torah can warn me: be careful with this korban, not let it become chametz. So Tosfos says, "For nafkamina lematzah shel pesach." We can learn from here halacha lemaisa that by matzah shel pesach, what is karma panel, it cannot become chametz anymore.
From the fact that the Gemara didn't say that,
I still don't understand how that allows for the issa to have exist.
Tosfos is telling me a fact. Tosfos is not discussing an issa. Tosfos is discussing a fact that practically it's impossible to become chametz after a certain stage.
Okay.
And that happens at the stage when the kedusha is chal. So the kedusha is chal that stage, and the Torah says, "Well, don't let it become chometz in that stage onwards." But it's impossible. So it's ridiculous. Right. Torah can't tell me an isser when it's impossible. It's irrelevant. Okay. So Tosfos says, "So here I have that mishakarma panel. I prove of this gemara." Tosfos says that it cannot become chometz afterwards. Again, remember the gemara nine kes is not discussing whether it can become chometz anymore. The gemara is discussing what stage does it get a status of lecha. And the more answers, Mishakar Panel. And this Tosfos is saying that that's true. And I have a new question. Can it become chometz afterwards? The Tosfos and his kasha assumed yes. He said, from the fact that the more did not say that, indicates the Tosfos that it's impossible to come chometz after the stage of Karma Panel. So it comes out, we apply the Batamor and Ayinches. If you have matzah, which reached the stage of Karma Panel, it's now considered lechem and also can't become chometz anymore. And Zotosis, beside Perakam of the Shabbos, Mashal the Mahi Shaita Khoshiva Fia Gemura, Domra Hosam Balakhara Gabi Gholam El Kadesh Yukuma Panel. So the more they're talking about an issue with Shabbos, the more saying, listen, don't put foods up before Shabbos, close to Shabbos, because we're afraid that a person will want to use it for the meal and he sees it's not cooking or quickly enough. He might be encouraged. Or he might forget that it's Shabbos because he's worried about the meal, and he's going to hasten the cooking process. Right? But the halacha is, if it gets to a stage that it's cooked, so we're not worried about that because it's cooked already. Now, the Mishnah says by cases of Bishul, that shear is Michael Ben Jerusalem. There's a major machlokes of Rishonim if there's a din of Bishul. If I take something which is cooked Michael Ben Jerusalem and I cook it further on Shabbos, a person will take an item which is cooked by Michael and Troy and put it on the fire and cook it. He's cooking on Shabbos. No, it's not. It's cooked already. In Bishul Acher Bishul. Most Yeshayim assume in Bishul Acher Bishul applies from Michael and Troy and onwards. Mishabura, not Shinyon Kaz, brings our summary Yeshayim, the base Yerzer brings Machloikas Yeshayim. The base Yerzer seems in Mount Korea, once it reaches Michael and Troy, however you define that, if it's a third cooked or a half cooked, right? So the law is, and the rule of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul applies. The Taz passes not like that. Right? And he says, no, we're choshish that there is a din of bishul after bishul, because it, since it's changing it, making it better, that's also called from a form of bishul. Okay. But let's, Tosfos is assuming like the Rishonim which hold in bishul after bishul. Once it reaches kamecha ben dersoi, it can't cook anymore. It's not called cooking anymore. It's making it better, etc. It's not called cooking. I'm not discussing mutter. It's not halacha l'maaser shir. This is right.
But what is the svara to say so? If it's just kamu pana, it's considered to be baked or cooked, and then there's no bishul. You know that the interior part of the dough. Inside is the dough. How can you say?
Well, no. So that's what we said. That we said the more before. The more said when you get to the stage, and chutanim shochim. That's called cooked. And well.
So it has nothing to do with kamupaneh or not
kamupaneh. Well, we'll see. So Tosis, the Gemara says the same idea when it comes to cooking and it comes to baking. It says that you can't put a dough to bake before Shabbos unless it reaches a point of kamupaneh before Shabbos. It's going to get across before Shabbos. That's basically the baking equivalent of machab and drusoy. It's not fully cooked. It's not fully baked. It can bake afterwards. But that's called a reach the stage of machab and drusoy. There's a machlokes over there, whether it means the part of the dough which faces the oven, because they used to put the dough on the wall of the oven. So it means the part of the dough is the kibbutz ponim defined by what's facing the oven, the hot oven, or it means what's facing the inside, facing the coals. Okay. But Tosfos says, but that's the Morin Shabbat. The Morin Shabbat says, once it meets the point of kibbutz ponim, there's always putting it up before. If you can put it up, if it takes 20 minutes to get to kibbutz ponim, you can put it up 20 minutes before Shabbos. Because even afterwards on Shabbos, if you would try and bake it more, you're not doing any yisr, because it's baked already. That's called baked in halacha. Right, it's baking better, and just like this is the main bishlach of bishlach, and afiyach rafiyah. It's called baked, so this is called afiyah after afiyah, which ain't afiyach rafiyah. That's what Tosfos is saying. Talk upon him, that's the Gabbai Shabbos. But Tosfos says, so it may apply the same thing over here. Tosfos says, krimas upon him is considered baked to the point that it cannot become chometz anymore. And the Gemara later on tells me, the Morin Nine Ches tells me that is the same shear. As what you know, it seems to be that's the same shear of Ein Chutanim Shachim. So that's how it's brought down in Halacha. Okay. And then that Mishaburo, look at the face of the Mishaburo.
How do you think that that's the same shear?
Oh, well, we shall see. Okay. You know what? Yeah, well, we'll do Mishra and go to the Shulchan Aruch backwards a little bit. See, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Gimel. Siman Tov Samachal Sif Gimel. Matra Shenefis. It was baked. She personally saw in Chutanim Shachem Mimeno. It was baked to the extent that when you'd break it open, it would not be stringy. The you wouldn't see doughy, stringy parts pulling to the sides. Is Yotzenba. That is considered valid matzah. It's called lechem, and you can be yotze with it. And that's the Gemara, yotze with matzah. No, you can be yotze with matzah, which is not fully baked. Don't take it out of the oven before that point, because before that point, it's still dough, and it could become chametz. So you take it out before that stage, even if you put it back in, but during that moment, during the time that it was out, it wasn't baking. So you weren't stopping the chemitz process. Even though we know the chemitz process takes a long time, it takes 18 minutes, but that's only at room temperature. The hotter the dough is, the quicker the chemitz process takes place. So you take the dough out before it reaches this stage. Even though it's out for maybe 20 seconds, maybe during those 20 seconds it became chametz. And then you put it back in, you're baking chametz. You're eating chametz afterwards. So you can't take it out before that stage of the Ramah because we're worried about a possibility of chametz. Take it out afterwards, no problem. It can't become chametz anymore. Right? So you take it out after it reaches the stage. Now, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Yotzenba, which is the Lashon of the Tur. So it's, again, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is not discussing chimutz. It's discussing whether this is valid matzah. This is called Lechem Oini or not. The Ramah introduces the chimutz issue. He says, well, before that point, there's a concern of chimutz. After that point, there's no concern of chimutz. Good.
But when it's in the oven, then isn't
should that count as part of the 18 minutes? Because if you take it out and it still has the ability to turn into chametz, then why isn't it turning into chametz while it's in the oven while it's baking?
While it's baking, we don't assume that it becomes chametz. The baking process is the process of stopping the chametz.
But if it's not matzah yet, then...
Well, every dough you put in the dough in the oven. I have however long it takes to bake the matzah. Why am I worried about that possibility? The answer is that's what baking is. Baking is stopping chametz.
So if you do the whole process in 17 minutes and then it takes 2 minutes to bake it, you're going to be fine?
Yeah. Because while it's in the oven... Because stop baking. It's stop baking while you take it out.
Getting hotter makes it not chametz, but being hot...
Being hot, it increases the process of chametz. It makes it quicker. But while it's baking, the baking is an act of stopping the chametz.
When we say 18 minutes, that's
chametz
for now. Once it reaches
18 minutes, we're usually talking about dough. We're talking about dough rising. When they put a dough, and allow the dough to rise, it takes 18 minutes. From the time it becomes a dough till it rises takes 18 minutes. Till it rises to the point that halachically that's called chametz. Right. You know, there's the Mishnah talks about there's a madrega, but it's not chametz yet. It's like chametz nuksha. The different madregas, but the madrega when it reaches it's called dough. It's called chametz. Takes 18 minutes at room temperature. Okay. Zot Mishabura Tesavov. Yotzen bo yidechavas matz. I feel who oichlo achas mamaru. But so now maybe it's the case that you baked it and ate it immediately, so it doesn't have time to come chametz afterwards. No. You're eating it later on. The mishanefis b'shiras that once it's baked to this stage, kuliyamos suloi osla dechimutz. Once it reaches the stage, it can't become chametz anymore. But before this stage, it's dough. Aviyesh oid simin lapas shigia lechal lechem. There's another way to tell that it gets a stage called lechem. The stage is when you see that it has a crust. These two zmanim are the same zman. Well, Cain. In the standard of hamatzah, parsa bara ba reyus amibifnim. So you can't tell. It's not after it cools off. It's not going to be stringy either way. So you can't prove based on stringiness once it cools off. So I break open the matzah. It looks like it's not fully baked. It's a little bit like it looks a little bit softer, whatever it is. Okay. You can't check it out. It wasn't baked well. Now you can't tell based on the simon of the stringiness because it's cooled off. So the answer is yeah, if they are matzah, look at the matzah. If it looks like it has a crust, which is a good crust, shein basafik, you have no doubt that's called a crust. Yesh latir, it's mutter. Avim gamba krima guva yesh basafik. You're not sure that's called krimas ponim, then you have a suffix derisa and you shouldn't eat it. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. So Mishnah Berurah has said taken upon himself major statements over here that the shear of krimas ponim and the shear of chutin mishachim are the same shear. And even though it looks like it was not baked well, you can be matter this any question of comments based on krimas ponim. Because that's the Mishnah that I have by Lachmi Taito, which says krimas ponim. And the Mora says, Rabba says, another shear. And we're going to assume it's the same shear. It's possible it comes either at the same time or afterwards, but for sure it doesn't come beforehand. That's the point. As long as it doesn't come beforehand, we're good.
Right, so if there's crust, it's obviously finally.
Correct.
Couldn't it matter on the type of baking or whatever, whether you get the crust first or whether you cook the inside? If I bake it in a way that I guess it's really somehow only cooking the outside, then...
That would be a theory, but apparently Chazal, we're not worried about that. The Chazal saying the definition of baked, yes, it could look pretty. What was the case? He breaks open the matzah, and it looks like it's not baked well inside. It looks hard. It looks like more doughy. It looks like it doesn't look like matzah. It looks like dough. So I don't care. As long as it's krimas ponim, the Mishnah Berurah said you can eat it. Right? That's what Chazal said. That's the definition of baked.
Even with like
tefach tik lechem upon him,
it's
even tefach tik lechem upon him. Yes, yeah, that's what it says. That the impact on the outside allows it. The inside is a path enough that it's not chametz anymore. And then say it looks like it doesn't look like bread so much, right?
Then that's not saying they're one and the same. It's saying that you just need crust on the outside. We don't care about the inside.
We're saying these are both the same shear. Either one is a valid way to check.
Oh, we're saying either one.
Right.
Fine.
Okay.
But why is it forcing it that if it was baked till it came up on air, that's it, this is a bishul. This is just bishul of kamut on air, just a crust. So.
Because I was saying not like that, because I was saying that the shear, or kibbutz panim, indicates that the inside it also was affected. Not so much like a kibbutz panim, obviously. There's no, it's not crusty inside, it's soft inside. Because I was saying, it's soft inside.
No, the Tosfot is learning it because the Gemara in Shabbat is saying that it's chayav. If it's chayav at the moment that it's kalmu panea, it means that it's considered to be baked. I'm saying that it's baked just the crust. That's it. This is why a person is chayav.
No, the more Shabbat is not the chayav. The more the Shabbat is the it's mutter to put it up before Shabbos, because even if you go on Shabbos and you help it to bake further, you're not baking anything because it's baked already. It's called fully baked. Halacha says that once you reach the state of kibbutz panim, if you would then take that and put it on the fire on Shabbos, you didn't do any aveir. That's why I'm allowed to put it up before Shabbos.
Yeah, Rabbi, but there's no svara to say something like this. And the reason is because if you have a big dough.
That's what I'm saying. The point is that even though it's soft inside, that's called baked. That's what the Torah defines as baked. And Tarsus is telling me, and it's not kumas anymore. Can't become chametz anymore. That's what Chazal is telling me. That kibbutz panim means even though on the side it's soft. We know it's soft. Hurrah, you pull it off, and it's just not much like a chutin neshachim, but it's still soft. Right? The more it says you're going to take it out, and you're going to hold it, it's going to flop out of your hands. So the whole thing is soft. Even though it's crusty on the outside, the whole thing is soft, that it's going to almost flop all over the place and fall apart. It's so soft it's going to fall into pieces. And that's called baked, halacha says. So that's the definition of baked in halacha. We don't call that baked because so that's what the definition of baking is.
There's another halakha that it has to be below a certain thickness, so that takes away the possibility of having a big dough also, right?
We'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to that. Okay. Now, the Bach learns in the Lashon of the Tur. The Bach learns in the Lashon of the Tur. It says Lashon Yotzin Bo, that the Tur is saying not like this. The Torah is saying it's matzah, but it's still possible to come chametz. And therefore, if you eat it immediately, you bake it the night of Pesach, and you eat it, good. So it didn't have time to come chametz, so you're good. But avada, we cannot tell. Just by the madrega of ein chutin nimshachim, we have no right to say that it doesn't come chametz anymore. The Ramah says not like that. And the Mishabura and the Bir Halacha and the Sharetzion bring a whole slew of achronim, say the Bach is wrong. His diak and the Torah is not correct. And the point of the Torah is just to say that, again, the Gemara Menachos is discussing at what point is it called lechem. Therefore, that you be yotze with it. This is the answer. This is called lechem. But I have a different issue, the chametz issue, and the Torah is not getting involved in the chametz issue. Right now, we're discussing. But if out of the Torah agrees to the set of Tosfos, they can't become chametz afterwards. So that is, the Bir Halacha of the Yesh the Zoyer, and he proves that point. I don't have time to go into all the details. And the same thing in the Shartzi in Chav Gimel. Let's see the Shartzi in Chav Gimel. V'nei b'chak Yaakov mashav dem yesh l'sapek im chutin m'mshachim. I'm not sure whether it's chutin m'mshachim or not. And like I said, now it's cooled off, I can't tell. I can't check it out. Or the person say that nowadays the dough that we make, if you ever watch how they make matzah dough, they put so little water that even if you break it as dough, it's not chutin nimshachim. It's very flaky. So the whole simon doesn't apply nowadays. So I have no way to know. So the Chagyago says, if you don't know, also feel a royin shinis karma punami kol tzad. Even though you see it as a cross on both sides, it's also. V'hevi smuchim lezem imordechai perik elo oivrim. V'chem pish rashi perik kol shah. So he's creating that kibbutz panim is not a valid simon because maybe it's chutin nimshachim. I have no way to know. It's kibbutz panim. That's not a good simon.
Right, so he's saying they're two different shia.
That's what the Chok Yaakov is saying. Zot the sharetzion. The shomlo nizker mikol tzad. The case of the that the Mordechai is talking about was not talking about getting had across on both sides. What they're saying was, in a case that you see chutanim shachim, we say mestam adayin lo nikrim kahoygen. We don't know what's chutanim shachim. We're not sure. But vadeh kimes parim mikolzad mera lano shein chutanim shachim. Kimes parim is a valid simon in halacha and tells you the chutan are not nim shachim. Dim lekein lo mashana mishnah linyan lach mitayda b'menachas davayin ches klal simon the kimes parim. If the only simon is chutanim shachim or not, kimes parim is the mishnah saying the wrong shear. Mishnah says, listen, if you shechted it, you looked in the ovenus, it's good. What do you mean it's good? Maybe it's chutanim shachim. How can it be good? Hayol and Lishto says, simon, then chutanim shachim. Mishnah should say, if it reached the point that it's chutanim shachim, then it's mutter. Then it's good lechem. That's the Mishnah should say. The Mishnah didn't say that. What are we forced to say? Alavare, hecha, shanarayim, shanikram, panakadim. So we have no chiyuv at all to break it open. To see if it's chutanim shachem or not. We have a right to assume when it reaches krimis pan. We have a right to assume in halacha that a vade reached the stage of chutanim shachem. Which is quoted in the Shari Tshuva. And get it, and then he says, "Kimas Ponim." You have to look back over there in Hilchos Shabbos to find that. So this is the Noda who does a long shuva, and he stresses this point multiple times. That you see from the fact that the Mishnah says "Kimas Ponim," and Rabbah comes along and says, "This other shear, if the Mishnah is saying if the shear of the Mishnah does not meet that criteria, the Mishnah could not have said it." So we have to assume that Allah "Kimas Ponim" reaches that shear. Now he does say "Mistomei in Chutanim Shachem." Comes the Chazanish. The Chazanish raises the following shaila. He says, why don't we say, I don't have time to look at the Chof Yaakov inside and the Mordechai that he's quoting. Okay. Am I mechuyev to be worried about, listen, I have a right to say, if it has krimis ponim, that in general, the matzah is not chutanim shachim. But maybe there's one spot inside that still is chutanim shachim. How do I know that every single point inside reaches that stage? So he says, and if you look in the paragraph from the Chazanish Umiyu, left column, we have to check that spot out. They don't bake all evenly, so maybe just because around it it's baked well doesn't mean that spot is baked well as also. Even though Nikram Panel works for the inside, but doesn't mean it works every spot inside. In general, our matzah is, in general, we make it fairly equal in thickness. And in general, the heat expands throughout the oven. So that to say that one spot is less than the others is not common. Okay. Now, that's the that chashash. Chazanish says the following. I'm saying inside, but Chazanish says, okay, so practically, we never check the matzahs for chutanim shachem because he says it's not shachem. Our botzek, even when it's botzek, it's not chutanim shachem. Even when it's dough, it's not chutanim shachem. You ever saw the dough? If it's flaky, it falls apart. Like it's, if you work it a lot, you pull it. Look, it comes a shikel doughy, and maybe then it's with lavdafka. He says, on the other hand, Rashi says that it did not reach a stage of chutanim shachim, it'll be nifrechas, it'll fall apart. So he says, if you ever watch how they take matzahs out of the oven, if you ever went to see matzah baking, right? So they have, let's say they put, if you the place where they do multiple matzahs at the same time, right? So they have three matzahs in the oven. They take the marda, which is the spatula thing which they use to take it out, put it onto the first matzah, and they flip it up and. Then they put on the second one, they flip it up, and they put on the third one, all three now land on the marda. They take it out, and they turn it sideways, and they let it fall off into the basket. And it doesn't fall apart. That's our simon. That's all you need. It would be not chutanim shachem, it would fall apart. So the way we deal with the matzahs, we have a vare simon for the way we take it out. Maybe one spot, maybe most of the matzahs is baked enough that it's not going to fall apart. Now the matzahs that come out, by the way, they're bendable. Matzahs, our hard matzahs, which come out, are bendable. You can bend them.
Right when they come out.
Right when they come out of the oven. Even though they harden afterwards, when they come out, they are bendable. But this is not a problem. That's a favor shadin. That's not a problem. So now, what's the story behind this sugya? Why I'm looking at this sugya? Because I bake matzahs, and our kibbutz is makbid that none of the matzahs should be soft. The matzahs should come out hard. So we asked the bakery to let it stay in for a few more seconds. They come out already hard. If it was a parcel of just soft, we don't accept it. But the matzah bakery, the Rabbi Masha, the matzah bakery, accepts it, and we'll give it to them. Let them use it and sell it. Why should we waste the matzah, for them? Or sometimes we'll break off a piece. There's a little piece. We'll break it off. We'll use it for shwarim, etc. My chibur, we don't have pieces. Don't come out. For the most part, they don't come out broken. They come out whole. Where did the shwarim come from? My chibur, at least the pieces which you broke off, because part of it was soft. The other part is now shwarim. That's how we get our shwarim for our chibur. Right. Okay, so this year I was put in charge of the choosing process. What are acceptable matzahs? Someone else was in charge of it all over the years. This year I was put in charge of it because he wasn't able to make it. So I said, you know what? I got to go through the sugya again. I haven't went through the sugya in a very, very long time. I never went through the sugya. Well, so I went through the sugya. So, I came out like, why are we being makbid in this exactly? what's the problem exactly? So the chashash of the chazash of the chazanish may be one spotted. That's where we're being chashash for, which he says, I mean, it's not mukhiv to do that, but. So we were there by the matzah bakery, and one of the people there who works there says that Rabbi Elimelech Bluth came down the week before. Rabbi Elimelech Bluth is a rav in New York. He's a Talmud Mavuk by Rabbi Moshe. He's a Talmud Mavuk by Rabbi Moshe. It's shown what his knowledge, etc. I spoke with him in learning before. It's phenomenal to watch him. So he was there to visit the matzah bakery the week before. And the person in charge pulled out a matzah, which was soft, and he gave it to him and says, what do you say? And he says, my rabbi, the Rosh says, if it's cream, it has cream on both sides, it's not a problem. Even though it's bendable, it's not a problem. He says, but you might have a chashash mishpat shaila. He says, what does he mean? He says, that's good that it's kosher, but if I tell you I want to be machmer more, and people are expecting to get a matzah which has a higher level of chumrah, and you're not providing that, so you have a chashash mishpat shaila. You're not it's a mechutos, but halachically it's not arachayim. It's not chum. It's lachem. You have no shaila. It's good. Mitzad chashash mishpat, you might have a problem. That's what he told the rabbi there. That's what Moshe said. Then one of the people there says, but his son-in-law told Blue's son-in-law told this person that my father-in-law won't eat it though. Now, I find it hard to believe because I know he follows everything where Moshe said. Or Moshe said, that's the psak, it's the psak. I can't imagine that he would do not like that. But he claimed that his father-in-law would not eat it. He's machmer, to make, they should come out fully baked. Al Kaponim,
why do you consider to be chumrah when it's all dry? Well, from like any point of view that you're going to look at it, it seems that the matzot that Chazal used to use was a soft one.
Right.
The Torah is saying, Ugot matzot.
Yeah.
You cannot say Ugot to something dry. This is one. Second, all the poskim are refers to the idea of swallowing the two kazetot together.
I understand.
There's no chance on earth that a person can do it when it's dry.
I understand.
And when I give my guys, at the seder that I'm doing, a bag with 30 grams of matzah, which is a kazai, they ask me, why do we have to eat it? I tell them, it's kazai. They told me, well, we never saw this kind of light. This kind of light, you can make a bottle of oil just from what if we have it.
I understand. I understand. So,
you force them to eat five of them, and then you are mevatel mitzvat oneg achad. Nobody can eat anymore from the food that the wife made. I don't know if it's not chumrah da'atel idei kula.
Okay, that I can't get involved in. But I'll keep on him. So why do we do what we do? So he's asking a good question. So basically, you should walk away after that. We're clear that soft, lapa matzahs should be fine. We don't care that they're soft, they're floppy. That's fair, it's fine. As long as it's baked to this madrega, it has a good crust on both sides. Whatever the definition of a good crust is, good to eat. So my lesson is, what's the problem? Right,
mohura.
Maybe it's even mohura. Like they bake them. Once it's due with the timonim, but they bake it every day fresh, because you can't put any preservatives in. So they mamish have it fresh. They bake it the night of the seder. So you're eating mamish fresh lapa matzahs. It's much more unyomtiv, right? Okay. So where does it come from? So the Mechaber says in Siman Tov Samach, which I'm not going to get, you know, we don't have to really get involved in this, but and also the Pesach pass over Tefach. So you can't make pass which is thicker, which is a Tefach thick. Less than a Tefach you can do, but a Tefach you don't do. And the Ramah says, V'yesh lasas amatzis rikikin, v'loi pass over kashar lechem, k'ena rikikin marm lahachemitz. So the Mekor is this Ramah. The Ramah says that our minig is to make them thin, even though less than a tefach is mutter to do mikra din. The chachilo, we make them rikikim dakim. You make them thin rikikim. And the Kavachayim writes on that call that any person who's makbir to make it dakim b'yoser, raise a mashubach. Right? So the thinner you make it, the more mashubach it is. So obviously you get to the point where they're very thin. They're gonna become hard. Right? So that's what happened. That's what the Ramah says. But it's interesting to point out that in Tuf Ayin Hay, okay, which is the halachas of the Seder, when it gets to the halachas of eating the matzah, okay, it says, no, it's in the Torah, but it doesn't have, Chava doesn't bring it down, I call it correctly. The Ramah should say it. Oh, here it is. So the Ramah, in the Tuf Ayin Hay, the Ramah quotes in the Torah, so we use three matzahs the night of the Seder. Menogu lasa sholosh matzahs shel Seder me'isorin. The three matzahs of the Seder, they would make. People used to bake their own. They didn't go to the matzah bakery. People used to bake their own. What happened was, my mother told me, this is, you know, that they would, that the bakery in town would cash out the oven, and each family would have their turn to go. One day, they would go and bake their matzahs. They'd pay the rent to the bakery, you know, and they would, the family would work, you know, they'd do all the steps. So the minhag was to make the three matzahs of the Seder out of an isorn. Isorn is shir chal. So you make a dough, which is, right, an isorn. You make three matzahs out of it. Right?
Isn't that
ashisha? I mean, you know, they're matzahs. See, they're like thin, like, and like this wide, or they're thicker. I mean, those are the two choices, right?
Isn't that
ashisha? Isn't that a dinner? And you would put them, etc. Okay, that's the minig. And the Ramah said, this is the minig. Even the Ramah said, your minig is to make it thin. His definition of thin was that you're still making each one is a third of an isorn. If you learn that the shir chal is 4.4 pounds of flour is a shir chal. So each matzah is, you know, I mean, our matzahs, you get like, you're, I think, about 10 to a pound.
10
to a pound. So imagine 10 of those matzahs, that was one matzah. Right, that was the thickness of the matzah. What?
It's easily more than a
tefach. So you're like, good. So they had to make it thin enough. What shouldn't be a tefach? So
shouldn't be like this wide.
So the Ramah says this was the minig. Now you understand if that's the minig, you know. So the pashas, you know, if you bake that hard to the point that it was fully baked all hard all the way through, you know, it would be more challenging than our matzahs to eat a piece of that. Right, you know, they'd be so hard. Very difficult. Pashas, Rabbi Asher Weiss has a tshuva. He says, brings a rye from this Ramah, they made soft matzahs. The Ashkenazim also made soft matzahs. He said, Ramah says, this is the minigas. See, he says, now you understand, if it looks like that, if that was the size of the matzah, you can easily get, you know, multiple kazesim out of that matzah. And give, because Allah is supposed to give everybody's masuba from the matzah a kazayas. So I take my matzah that I used for Mahamotzi, and I have 10 people there. There's going to be 10 kazesim in that matzah. You know, by us, there's, you know, where we have our shear, like, you know, maybe kuliai v'ulai, there's a kazais and a half, right? Two kazesim, you know, three kazesim, whatever, you know, you work out your calculation. 5 kazesim, maybe. 10 kazesim, 15 kazesim, you know. How do you, the answer, the matzahs were thicker, and the pashas of the matzahs were soft. But since the Ramah says before in Tav Samach that minhag was to make him kikim dakim, at some point in time, it became the minhag to make him so thin that they became fully baked. That became the minhag. We're not mashana the minhag at this point in time. Okay.